谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我今天早上收到这个 email.
This morning I got this email.
我看了一下。
When I see it,
我非常的感动。
I was very touched.
虽然这是去年发生的事情。
Even though it happened last year.
但是我就觉得这个教会很有创意啊。
I felt this church, they are very creative.
它叫做这教会的名字叫 Journey of Faith.
It's a Journey of Faith Church.
他们是在南加州
Southern California.
这是一个很大的 shopping center.
It's a huge shopping mall.
他们就在 Christmas 之前的一个礼拜
And the week before Christmas, they decided
用一个非常创意的方法
Use a creative method.
让人再次想到圣诞节的意义是什么
Reminded people the true meaning of Christmas.
我跟大家讲说圣诞快乐
Merry Christmas.
我求神让你真正的有快乐，有喜乐。
And I pray that you have the true joy and happiness.
我知道在这种季节的时候，人都非常的忙。
Actually, at this season, we're so busy.
昨天晚上我是过了一个很特别的圣诞夜。
Last night, I have an interesting Christmas Eve.
不是 interesting, 是 special.
Special.
就是只有我一个人。
I was alone.
还有主耶稣。
And Jesus.
我打电话给师母
When I call my wife,
她好像非常的 guilty 她说哎呀很抱歉让你一个人在家里
She felt guilty that she left me home alone
我说很好啊好得很啊
No, it's really great, it's so awesome
我没有什么意思啊
I didn't mean anything
你不要解读太多
So don't read me in the wrong way
就让我有一些安静的时间
So give me a quiet time
很多时候人在圣诞节是最忙的时候
A lot of times during Christmas, we're so busy.
忙到一个地步
To a point.
当圣诞节过去了以后
After Christmas.
就叹一口就说哎
You sigh and you have a relief.
终于过去了
Finally, it's over.
写不完的卡片
The endless greeting cards.
买不完的礼物
Endless shopping for gifts.
欠了一屁股债
Now you're in debt.
终于过去了
Finally, it's done.
其实有时候很悲哀的
So it's kind of sad
因为我们不知道为什么庆祝圣诞节
We don't know why we're celebrating Christmas
我今天早上在这边准备这个信息
So when I was preparing for this message
我心里面有很多的矛盾的感觉
I have some conflicting thoughts in my heart
我觉得在西方所谓的美国基督教的国家
The Western American culture
在美国在中国人来看是一个基督教的国家
From the viewpoint of Chinese people, America is a Christian country.
我常常跟中国大陆来的人传福音。
When I share gospel with people coming from mainland China,
他们总是告诉我，你们美国是基督教的国家。
They would say, oh, you Americans are Christian nation.
但是我看看这个所谓基督教的国家。
And when I just look at this so-called Christian nation,
你去他们的 shopping mall 看看。
Go to the shopping mall
你去他们所有的公共场合看看
and to the community places.
你没有办法知道这个圣诞节到底谁是主角
You couldn't tell who was the main character during this Christmas time.
因为你没有看到耶稣基督的名字
You did not see Jesus' name.
我只有看到圣诞老公公 ho ho ho.
I only see the Santa Claus going ho ho ho.
我就知道 ho 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 跟这个跟圣诞节有什么关系
What does ho 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 have to do with Christmas?
我们每一天都在想的就是 give. 哦，给我礼物，给我礼物。
Gifts and who to give to.
忘记最大的礼物
And forgot the greatest gift of all.
如果你是今天第一次来的朋友们
If you are here the first time.
我刚才讲的你不要太在意啊
So don't mind what I'm saying.
如果你是基督徒啊
If you are a Christian.
我希望你好好听我讲
You listen carefully.
到底圣诞节的意义是什么
What is the meaning of Christmas?
如果我们那么忙的话
If we are so busy.
我们应该把我们的时间减低一点
We should.Organize our time so not overwhelmed.
就像你的牧师一样，圣诞夜晚上一个人在家里好好思想。
Like me, during Christmas Eve, I was alone thinking about the Lord.
你今天早上听到我这信息是上帝要我对你讲的。
And this message is from the Lord to you.
我们这个十二月的时候，我就特别选了一个题目，就圣诞的真盼望。
So this December, I choose this theme, True Hope for the Season.
因为圣诞节的意义是什么呢
Because the meaning of Christmas is...
圣诞节的意义就是在纪念主耶稣基督上帝儿子的诞生。
Is to remember the Son of God who was born on the earth on Christmas Day.
而且这个诞生所带出来的意义是什么呢
And the meaning through his birth...
这是你跟我要好好思想的。
That's what we need to think about.
也是你跟我应该知道的。
And what we should have known.
也是你跟我应该去传递的。
And we should deliver this message.
所以我们在十二月就有四个信息
So we have four sermons in December
在 第一个主日我们讲到主耶稣是这个生命的粮。
And the first message was that the Lord is God is the bread of life.
这就是我们这个教会的这个宗派的名字，灵粮灵粮堂。
This is our name. The 灵粮 is the bread of life.
很多讲英文的弟兄姊妹不知道灵粮什么，一天到晚说 What's the 灵粮灵粮 mean?
The English speaking brother and sister did not know what 灵粮 means.
灵粮 mean the bread of life.
灵粮
That's what Jesus said. I'm the bread of life.
耶稣说我是生命的粮。
第二个主日的信息是
The second sermon.
主耶稣说我是世界的光。
Jesus said, I'm the light of the world.
上个礼拜天讲主耶稣说我是道路真理生命。
And last week, Jesus said that he is the way, truth, and life.
今天我还是要讲主耶稣。
Today I'm continuing on Jesus.
我要讲到圣诞节的真盼望就是道成肉身。
The true hope is the word become flesh.
我要从这个约翰福音第一章跟这个以赛亚书第九章一到七节来思想这个信息。
I will preach from the book of John chapter 1, 1 to 3, and book of Isaiah chapter 9, 1 to 7.
我在讲这个信息以前，我要讲一个故事。
Before my preaching, I have a story to share.
在过去的这个星期一啊，上个礼拜一啊。
Last Monday.
我有机会就碰到 John 跟丽青。
I ran into John and me.
John and me. 我是到一个 Korean 的 restaurant 要去买晚餐。
I went to a Korean restaurant to get some takeout for dinner.
然后他们两个正在约会吧，我想。
And John and Li Qing, they were dating, eating in there.
He
said, Hi, Pastor.
你要不要来这边坐一坐?
Come sit with us.
我不晓得他们是真的意思还是一个礼貌而已。
I wasn't sure if they were sincere or they just being polite.
我想大概都有。然后我在等那我在等我那个便当的时候。
So when I was waiting my food to be ready,
我就坐下来。
So I sat down there.
跟他们谈谈话。
And we were talking.
我就特别有感动对这样讲一些事
情。So I talked to John about some things.
那当我们在谈话的时候。
And when we were talking.
有一个组内的弟兄他就侧耳而听。
There were a brother sitting next table eardropping.
他就听到我们讲的话。
So he was hearing what we were saying.
他就开始点头。
Then he started nodding.
然后他就转过身来。
And he turned around.
他就跟 John 开始交通。
And joined our conversation.
这位 brother 今天就坐在这里。
And Philip is our brother who joined us from our table next door at the Korean restaurant.
他我讲完我最后要走的时候他还跟我说哎可不可以跟这个 gentleman 拿一张有没有什么可以联络我就给他一张名片。
And before we say goodbye, he wanted to have a business card to know where we meet for church.
我就欢迎我们的弟兄来到这
里。So we welcome Philip.
我今天早上来的时候先跟他今天他很早就来了。
He came really early, Philip.
我就跟他先道歉，我说这是一个很小的教会啊。
Yeah, we're a small church.
然后里面还要翻译啊。
And there's translation too.
心里先有准备。
So be prepared.
他是我们菲律宾的弟兄。
He's from the Philippines.
然后在那天在交谈的时候，又看到另外一个女士，她以前来过我们教会。
And in that same restaurant, there's another person I knew before who came to our church.
那个女士是坐在。这个姜跟丽青桌子的另外一边，这个
是
坐在左边，这个坐在右边。然后我就看他说啊，你好，你好，某某人。
How are you doing？
然后他就跟我说，你好，牧师，你们教会是不是还在原来的地方啊
？Are you still at the same church, Pastor？
No. Do you still meet in the same place？
I'm
still in the same church. 他说你们是不是在同样一个地方聚会啊
？Same location for meeting？
有没有主日敬拜啊
？And Sunday service？
我说有啊。
Yes。
他说我认识一个人啊要想他要找一个教会啊可不可以来你们教会我说、哦、那你就这个礼拜天就来吧
I know so and so like to come to church can they come
然后他们今天都来了就坐在第二排的
so that's
哈利路亚赞美主耶稣
so we praise God
我想我们的神很奇妙的
God is wonderful
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你常常在讲我怎么去传福音呢
How do I preach the gospel
其实你就让福音在你里面吧
Just have the gospel in your life.
让你成为一个福音吧。
That you become the gospel.
Let you be the good news.
That you be the good news.
Amen. 今天美国人都需要 good news.
Americans need good news.
我们如果成为一个 walking good news 的话，大家就会很喜欢跟你来。
When you're walking good news, people will be drawn to.
我们先来读这一段圣经，好吧
？Let's read this part of the scripture.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1,
1-2节,
1 through 3.
然后再来是 14-18节.
Then it's verse 14 through 18.
我们站起来念好吗?
Let's stand.
你就念你的语言, 什么语言都可以,
Read your language.
预备来, 太初有道, 道与神同在, 道就是神, 这道太初与神同在。 道成了肉身, 住在我们中间, 有恩典, 有真理, 我们也见过他的荣光, 正是父独生子的荣光。 约翰为他做见证, 喊着说, 这就是我曾说, 因为他本在我以前, 从他丰满的恩典里, 而且恩上加恩, 律法本是借着摩西传的, 恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。 从来没有人看见神, 只有在父怀里的独生子, 将他表明出来。 好, 仍然站立, 我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣, 我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
求你亲自来显明你自己。
Please reveal yourself to us.
无论是第一次来的朋友,
For the first comer,
或者是你的门徒们,
Or your disciples.
求你对我们说话。
Speak to us.
让我们知道道成肉身的意思。
So we know what word become flesh means.
奉主耶稣名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好,请坐。
Please be seated.
我们在这段圣经里面,
In this scripture,
我们首先看到,
We'll see,
主耶稣是三位一体真神的第二位。
The Lord Jesus is the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God.
他就是圣子。
He's the Son of God.
我今天讲的这段信息,
This message,
不是很传统的耶稣诞生的,
It's not very traditional Jesus' birthday.
我要从起初开始讲起。
I want to start from the very beginning.
约翰福音第一章,
John chapter 1,
第一到第三节,
1 through 3.
我们刚刚读过了,
What we just read.
是第一节跟第二节,
verse 1 and 3.
他说, 太初有道,
In the beginning was the Word.
道与上帝同在,
and the Word was with God.
道就是上帝,
and the Word was God.
这道太初与上帝同在,
He was with God in the beginning.
或者你问到这道到底是谁呢?
So if you ask, who's this Word?
你继续读下去,
and continue to verse 3, you understand.
第三节说, 万物是借着他造的,
Through him all things were made.
凡被造的没有一样,
Without him nothing was made that has been made.
所以我们看到这个道是宇宙的创造者。
So you see that this word is the creator in the beginning.
让我们想到创世纪第一章第一节,
In the book of Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 1.
起初上帝创造天地。
In the beginning, God created.
所以我们看到不但是约翰福音第一章第一节那说到, 这个创世纪第一节我们看了以后就知道这个道就是上帝他自己。
So if you compare the two, John chapter 1:1 and Genesis 1:1, that word in the beginning are the same.
在上帝与神都是圣，就是中文圣经里对真神的一个称呼啊。
That's what we call God, the creator.
这样我们就看到, 从起初开始,
so in the beginning,
在宇宙尚未被创造之前,
when the Trinity was there,
在宇宙, 宇宙未创,
in the universe,
还没有被创造之前,
before the world was made,
在时间和空间还不存在的以前,
before time and space exist,
道就存在了,
the Word was there.
这道就是上帝,
the Word was God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
朋友们,
friends,
我要请你思想一件事情。
I want you to contemplate this.
我们是活在时间跟空间的限制里。
We're living in the limit of time and space.
但是你要知道时间跟空间是上帝创造的。
But you know space and time is created by God.
在时间跟空间还没有创造以前就上帝存在。
Before time and space, there was God.
那个就是道。
That was the word.
那就是上帝。
That was God.
所以这个道创造了宇宙万物。
So the word created everything.
你又问一句话了。
And you ask,
这个道跟你跟我有什么关系?
What does the word have to do with you and me?
第四节告诉我们。
The verse 4.
在约翰福音第一章,
John 1.
第四节,
verse 4.
这边告诉我, 这个道就是有生命。
In him was life.
然后这个表征就是光。
And that life was the light of man.
也告诉我们这个道曾经来到人世间。
That this life have existed before.
来到人世间。
To the earth.
This world. 世界不认识他,
but the world did not know him.
也不接待他,
did not accept him.
所以我们看到这个道不只是一个观念, 这道实在成为一个人了。
So the word is just not a concept, but became a person.
然后你看约翰福音第一章第十四节, 我们刚刚念的地方,
and John 1:14,
他说, 道成肉身, 住在我们中间, 充满的, 有恩典, 有真理。
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only, whom came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
So we're
very clear
here.
Word is the Lord Jesus, who is the second person of the Trinity.
God the Son.
God the Son.
他是跟圣父跟圣灵同在。
And God the Son is together with God the Father and the Holy Spirit.
在时间还空间还没创造以前，他们就存在。
Before the existence of time and space, they were there.
所以当神在创造这个宇宙万物的时候，圣子也在那里。
So when God created the world, the Son of God was there.
当他降世为人的时候，他的名字叫做耶稣基督。
And when he was born, his name is Jesus Christ.
说牧师，你讲这我头都有点昏了。So
I'm a little confused, Pastor.
没有关系，你现在应该 confused.
It's okay.
因为这个是讲到主耶稣在还没降世为人前，他就存在。And
because this is talking about before the world began, Jesus already existed.
Before the existence of time and space, 主耶稣就存在了。Before
the space and time, Jesus was already there.
而这个耶稣就是圣诞节的主角。
So this Jesus is the main character, the reason for this season.
所以你说牧师你讲的我还是不懂，说圣诞节到底是什么呢？
So what is Christmas?
所以圣诞节就是纪念神的儿子耶稣基督降世为人的一个伟大的日子。
So Christmas is to celebrate the Son of God that became flesh as a baby come to the earth for us.
有的人说我不纪念圣诞节，
but I don't celebrate Christmas.
因为我不太知道主耶稣真的是不是12月25号生的，
and I don't really know if Jesus really was born December 25th.
我想这样思想人都有点可以做律师的。
People who think like that can be lawyers.
他们要非常的 exactly.
They need to be very rational.
但是我觉得这不是最重要的。
That's not the point.
因为主耶稣曾经来到这世界，
because Jesus did come.
或者是12月25号，或者12月31号，
maybe December 25th, 31st.
但是我们是纪念他曾经来到这世界上的这个历史的事实。
But we're celebrating the historic fact that he came.
或者你就问了，
or you ask,
为什么使徒约翰在约翰福音这边用道这个字来代指主耶稣？
Why did Apostle John use the word word to describe Jesus?
因为他刚刚用 word， 然后用 word， 这是很难的地方，还要翻译成中文。 我就讲一个笑话给你们听。
Let me tell you a joke.
我去非洲宣教只有这么一次。
I went to Africa one time for a short mission.
我觉得一次就够了。
One time was enough for me.
对我来说，我没有那个宣教的恩赐。
I didn't have the missionary gift.
有一天，
one day.
礼拜天在讲道，
Sunday I was preaching.
我在说， 哎呀， 我一生讲道， 从来没被人家翻译那么多次。
I haven't been translated so many times like that.
我讲一句话，
I say one sentence.
下面要三个人翻译。
There are three translations.
我想说， 耶稣爱你，
Yet Jesus love you.
我用英文讲的，
I spoke in English.
旁边那个人就会翻成法文， 耶稣爱你。
First translator translate into French.
然后在右边的 corner 跟左边 corner 还有两个土著不同的 tribe 人也在翻译耶稣爱你。
And there are two different tribal number translator number two, number three,
所以,
two other languages.
所以我一讲完，我讲完一句话以后，下面有三个声音在嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟。
So when I say one sentence, there are three echoes.
我都不太知道他们到底是不是照我所讲的翻译。
And I wasn't really sure are they saying what I'm saying.
因为我也不懂法文。
Because I didn't know.
但是我看下面很有反应。
But there's reaction in the audience.
感谢赞美主。
So praise the Lord.
但是我的英文中文都不错。
My English and Chinese pretty good.
所以我知道立青翻的有没有照我的意思翻。
So I will check on Li Qing.
不是check on, I will affirm her.
Thank you.
所以我们就看到这，所以我知道我要让你们知道，就是这个翻译很不容易。
So it's hard to translate.
真的不容易。
Not easy.
我现在特别讲到这个“道”这个字。
So the word "word."
为什么约翰要用“道”这个字来讲？讲主耶稣，讲到上帝的三位一体真神第二位呢
？Why did John the Apostle using the second person of the Trinity, the Son of God, using the word "word"?
这个道对希伯来人、犹太人来说，就是神他自己的表彰。
For the British Israelites, words represent the Lord God.
换句话说
，In other words,
犹太人或者以色列人。他们一听到道，他们就知道是讲神。
So Jewish or Israelite people in their culture, when you say word, they know you're talking about God.
是神他自己显明。
God Himself manifest.
可是对希腊人，他们不是这样想。
But for the Greek, wasn't they didn't think that way?
这个道对希腊人来讲啊，就是一个 rational mind, 是一个理性的思想。
For the Greek, the word word just a rational thinking.
你们有多少人知道中国人？从古以来也在找道的。
Do you know the Chinese search?
不是找道的那个道，是找到那个道的道啊！你知道我懂
意思。
中文也一样，那个字都是一样的音，你搞不清楚在讲什么，没关系，你不懂就算了。
So the Chinese searching for the way or the word.
中国在哲学思想最有影响力的一位叫做孔夫子。
In Chinese great philosopher Confucius.
他也在找道。
He was searching for the way.
他曾经讲过一句话。
He said.
他说：“朝闻道，夕死可矣。”
In the morning, you woke up and found the truth. You die happy that night.
对他翻得很好，因为我已经跟他稿子里面写过，非常好。所以对中国人来讲
，So for the Chinese,
这个道的意思就是一个最高的一个真理。
So the way is the ultimate truth.
是人生最高的境界。
That is the ultimate accomplishment.
所以孔夫子他也在找。
So Confucius was searching for that.
所以使徒约翰就用这里用这个道这个 logos 这个字。
So Apostle John used the word meaning logos.
他要来跟这个读者来，不管他是希伯来人、是以色列人或者非以色列人。
To share with the reader, either Jewish, Israelites, or Gentiles.
他要让他们知道这个道是非常重要的。
To let them know the word is so very important.
这不只是一个 local 犹太人的观念而已。
It's just not a local, isolated concept for the Israelites.
这是有着全宇宙的重要性。
It's for the whole universe.
耶稣是以最高的权柄来说话的。
He used the highest authorities to speak to his creation.
耶稣基督不只是犹太人的一个宗教的一个表征而已。
Christ Jesus is not just the Jewish God.
他是在还没有上升以前就存在的真神的第二位。
He was created before the beginning of time with the God the Father.
他不是 create, he was there.
He was there.
他是第二位。
Jesus is the second person.
他是圣子。
Son of God.
他跟圣父跟圣灵一起在创造这整个宇宙。
Jesus created the whole world with God the Father and the Holy Spirit.
为什么使徒约翰要用这样做呢？
Why does John the Apostle do this?
因为在希腊人的观念里面。
Because for the Greek mind.
他们的神呢就跟人一样。
Their gods are like people.
因为希腊有他们的这个希腊神话，对不对
？Because Greeks had a lot of myths，
对不对
？Right，
他们的神也会谈恋爱的。
Their gods fall in love。
他们的神也会犯罪的。
They sin。
他们神也会嫉妒的。
They jealous。
所以希腊的神呢，其实是跟人一样的。
The Greek god just like human being。
我觉得这个对中国人非常能了解。
So for the Chinese, we can understand。
你知道中国伟大的人物后来都变神了，你们知道吗
？You know, Chinese important famous people。All become gods.
你们知不知道这样
？Do you know that?
关公根本就不是，关公是人嘛。
关公 was some guy.
对不对？他现在变神了。
But he's someone who worship now.
你们知不知道在台湾有蒋介石总统的庙？知不知道？举手。
In Taiwan there is a temple for Chiang Kai-shek.
你们知道的举手。大陆有没有毛泽东庙
？In China is there a temple for Chairman Mao?
台湾真的有蒋公庙。
So in Taiwan, there's a temple for Chiang Kai-shek.
Yeah. 我也是看报纸看到。
I saw it in the newspaper.
他们还说蛮灵的。
And they say it's pretty good.
Very effective.
Very effective.
If you worship him, he help you. 所以这个使徒约翰在这边表达一个观念。
So John Apostle is trying to deliver a new concept.
讲到这个耶稣基督
that Jesus Christ,
他不是一个像人所看来那种 下等的那种神明
He is not just your average lower graded God
他不是人造的神
He is not a man-made God
他是真正的神
He is a true God
不是人造出来的
Not a man-made God
这是非常重要的
This is very important
他是三位一体真神的第二位
He is the Trinity God He is the second person
然后我们今天再看这段经文
In this scripture
第一个看到主耶稣是三位一体真神的第二位圣子
That he's the son of God
第二我们看到主耶稣道成肉身
That he became flesh
显明上帝
And show, reveal God the Father
约翰福音第一章十四节
In John 1:14
道成了肉身住在我们中间充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光就是父独生子的荣光
The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, we have seen his glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我就想问我们当中多少是基督徒的举手。
So I'd like to see how many are Christians.
我想问你们一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
为什么神的儿子需要道成肉身？
Why the Son of God had to become flesh?
除了解决罪的问题，这我都。
Other than to solve the problem of sin，
大家知道那为什么他要成为道成肉身
？Why does he become flesh？
哦，他要体会我们罪变成人。
He wants to feel our feelings, so he needs to become flesh.
不完全是要我所要的答案。
Flesh, you getting warmer？
啊？他很爱我们，也很好，但是最重要的观点就是。最重要的核心是因为神是看不见的，是不是
？The core reason is that God is spirit, we cannot see.
是不是这样子？你今天要跟人家介绍我们的上帝
，When you want to introduce our God,
人家都看不到他。
You say, where is he?
我所谓看，不是只有眼睛看。
I don't mean just this eye invisible.
因为我们不知道这是怎么样一个上帝。
Because we don't understand.
弟兄姊妹，这个非常的重要。
So this is important.
神为什么要道成肉身呢？
Why does God need to become flesh?
因为他要让你跟我能够看到他是怎么样一位神。
So we can see with our own eyes how he behaves.
不是说哦，主耶稣是五尺十一寸。
Not just how tall and short he is.
他的眼睛是什么颜色？
What color is his eyes and hair?
我以前碰到一个年轻人，他头发都留得很长。
I saw a young man with long hair.
我说你为什么不剪头发？
I said, how come you don't cut your hair?
他说我学跟耶稣一样。
I'm copying Jesus.
耶稣头发都到这里。
Jesus had long hair.
我说你怎么知道耶稣头发到这里啊？他说那个所有照片。
All the picture of Jesus look like that.
我说那个根本不是他照片，那是人家画的。
There's someone made up.
我觉得那个不是最重要的地方。
That's not most important.
我们要学耶稣，不是学他留长发。
We copying Jesus, not just copying his long hair.
我们要学耶稣，是学他里面的真正的他里面的品格。
But his inner character.
所以上帝要显明他自己。
So when God want to reveal himself.
所以他就让他的圣子来到人世间。
So he would let the Son of God come to the earth
to show it.
To show himself.
第十八节说，从来没有人看过上帝。
Verse 18 says, no one has ever seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But God, the one and only who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
所以神的儿子就来到这世间活了33.5年的时间。
So God's Son came to the earth for 33 years here.
亲爱的朋友们。
Dear friends,
世界上所有的宗教
all the other religions in the world,
不管是佛教、回教、印度教、神道教
Hinduism, anything,
都是人用人的方法去找上帝
It was a man's way of trying to find God,
或者用人的方法把上帝揣摩出来
or use man's imagination to find out who God looked like.
可是基督信仰却是上帝向人启示他自己
But Christianity is the only religion that God revealed himself to us.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
这是非常非常重要的。
Very, very important.
这是最基本的不同。
very fundamental difference from the world of religion.
你说牧师有哪几方面的启示？上帝启示他自己。
So you ask pastor, in what way God revealed himself?
有三方面。
Three areas.
第一个是自然的启示。
One is in nature.
一个人如果观察这个宇宙万物，这世间的被造的、创造的这自然界，你就发现这个世界是有一个创造者。
If you observe the creation, you know that there is an intelligence.
这就是为什么世界上有很自古以来有很多有名的科学家，他们是虔诚的基督徒。
That's why throughout history, a lot of famous great scientists, they were committed believers.
其实科学跟信仰是不冲突的。
Because Christianity and science do not conflict.
因为他们是在针对不同的领域。
They are from different angles to search the truth.
第二个启示，神启示他自己对人是。 人内心的一个本能。
The second way that the Lord revealed himself is our nature instinct of wanting to find God.
任何一个人他都有一个本能，他要寻找一个神。
In our hearts, there is the emptiness that we're seeking in instinct to want to know the Lord.
他们需要上帝。
They need God.
中国人俗话说。
There's a Chinese saying,
穷则呼天啊, 痛则呼娘啊,
when you are poor, you cry out to heaven, and when you get hurt, you cry out to mommy.
这个很有意思的。
It's kind of interesting.
我特别注意这个。
I pay attention to it.
很多人他很痛的时候,
when he got hurt,
我这个下面比较幼, 我都没有听到说, oh, daddy, daddy.
They don't say, oh, daddy.
他们always say, oh, mommy, oh, 我的妈。
Oh,
我从来没听过一个中国人在痛的说，哦，我的爸，我的爸。
I never see a Chinese guy who got hurt say, who is my daddy? Daddy, help.
这很奇特的。
It's very interesting.
然后中国人,
the Chinese,
自古以来,
since long time ago,
他们很痛苦的时候,
when they're in agony,
他们就说，哦，天哪。
Oh, heaven.
中国人讲天就是上帝的意思。
When they say heaven, actually they're calling out to God.
所以很奇妙的,
so it's interesting.
人的这个内心的深处,
we have this natural instinct.
不管他是受什么样的思想的熏陶, 他在最困难的时候, 他就有一个心要寻找那比他大的那位, 不管叫上帝也好, 叫X也好, 叫Y也好, 叫Z也好, 反正他就叫那位。
When you are in trouble that you cry out to this thing, you could call him X, Y, or Z, but it's God they're calling out to.
因为这是人的一个本质在里面。
It's a natural instinct.
这是神给人的一个启示方法之一。
The way, one way God revealed himself.
人需要有一个上帝, 但是不知道这上帝是怎么样。
We know we need God, but we just didn't know where it is.
神对人的第三个启示就是特别的启示。
The third way to reveal is a special way.
就是两方面。
There are two areas.
一个是神的话, 就是圣经。
It's through the Bible.
另外一个就是神道成肉身。
The second way is the God became flesh.
第三个我刚才讲, 其实叫做 special revelation.
It's called special revelation.
Special revelation 分两方面, 一个是 scripture, 一个是 word of God, 另外一个就是 God, the word became flesh.
所以特别的启示, 一方面是圣经, 另外一边就是耶稣道成肉身。
所以很有意思的, 一个是 written word, 一个是 living word.
So it's very interesting how Jesus is the living word and the Bible is the written words.
所以主耶稣道成肉身就替全人类开了一个窗口。
So when Jesus became flesh, he opened a window for the human race.
可以看到神是怎么样的一位神。
They can see what God behaved.
他是怎么样的特性?
What is his character?
他跟人怎么样的互动?
How does he associate with people?
他对人类的有什么计划?
What is his plan for humanity?
新约有四卷书都记载了耶稣的一生。
So in the four Gospels, it describes the lives of Jesus.
但是我今天早上要用主耶稣的四个名字, 来认识他的这个道成肉身的本质与特性。
So this morning I'm using Jesus' four names to learn about his characteristics.
Of God.
Of God.
在公元700年前,
before it's 700 BC.
在南国犹大因为悖逆神处在一个非常困难黑暗幽暗的痛苦当中。
In Judah, there's war and they were in lots of agony and distress.
上帝借着他的先知以赛亚对以色列人宣告说，
So through the prophet of Isaiah, God revealed himself.
他说但那受痛苦的并不再见幽暗。
That the ones in agony, they will not be in darkness no more.
在以赛亚书第九章第一节。
So in Isaiah 9:2,
在黑暗中，行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned.
当时的犹太人非常的困苦。
So when they are under oppression,
所以神就派以赛亚给他们一个盼望。
So prophet Isaiah came and proclaimed this news.
说虽然百姓在黑暗中要看到大光。
That in darkness you're going to see this great light.
神要使他们的国民在增加，使他们喜乐增加。
God want to increase his people and increase their joy.
神怎么样能增加他们喜乐呢？
How can God increase people's joy?
神要除去他们的重担。
He gonna let go their burdens.
还有人压在他们身上的压制。
And let go all the bondages.
神要终止战争，赐下和平。
Gonna stop the war and grant peace.
我只问上帝如何使这一切应许实现呢？
And how can God accomplish His promise?
下面以赛亚就讲了以赛亚书第九章第六节，他说：“因为有一个婴儿为我们而生，有一个子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。”他的名称为奇妙测试全能的上帝永在的父和平的君
Isaiah 9:6 For to us a child is born to us a son is given and the government will be on his shoulders and he will be called Wonderful Counselor Mighty God Everlasting Father Prince of Peace
你们有没有听过一个人生下来他的名字叫做 Wonderful Counselor
Did you ever hear a new baby that his name is Wonderful Counselor?
有没有听过一个人生下来，他名字叫做全能的上帝
？That they were given the name Mighty God.
我叫永在的父。
Or Everlasting Father.
叫和平的君。
Or Prince of Peace.
我的孙子的名字不这样叫的。
My grandson's name wasn't like this.
他的名叫 Joshua.
He just Joshua.
非常简单。
Simple.
在犹太人的观念里面。
But it, for the Jewish mind.
一个人的名字就是这个人。
This name represents this person.
他什么名字，就是这个人的特色，就是这样子。
The characters of the person revealed through the name.
所以上帝给了主耶稣的四个名字是，第一个是奇妙的测试。
So God gave Jesus these names. The first one, Wonderful Counselor.
我们从这四个名字来看到神的本质啊。
So through these four names, we can see God's characters.
奇妙的测试。
Wonderful counselor.
这个测试英文叫做 counselor. 他刚才已经讲过了。那是讲到什么呢？
And what does it mean?
讲到我们的神非常有智慧。
That God is wise.
有很充满的智慧。
He's full of wisdom.
他做事情不是像你所想的。
When he does things, it's not random.
你们知道在神的一个特性里面有一个字来描写神叫做圣洁，就是 holiness.
God's character, one of them is holiness.
这是非常重要的一个特性。
It's an important character.
当天使在颂赞神的时候，他们没有说 love, love, love.
When the angels worship God in the heavenlies, they didn't call out love, love, love.
他们 call holy, holy, holy.
They cry out holy, holy, holy.
那很多时候我们对这个 holiness 对这个圣洁我们不太了解
and sometimes we don't understand what holiness means
我们一听到 holiness 我们就非常的内疚、哎、呀
we thought guilty that maybe I'm not holy
我们有很多罪
I have lots of sin
但是圣洁的意思不是只是没有罪而已
but holiness doesn't mean just sinless
这个圣洁的意思是说神是非常高超非常高啊中国人讲说高啊就是那很高的意思
holinessMainly means supreme.
他是他的智慧，他的圣洁，他的一切都是超越的。
He has supreme wisdom.
你们有当中有多少人喜欢音乐的举手
？How many of you like music around here?
有当中有多少人喜欢艺术的举手
？And you like arts?
或者舞蹈或怎么表演的
When it's a great performance, what do you do?
你看那个表演非常好，你怎么反应啊？ 不能讲高那个字，我已经讲，会流眼泪，还有呢？
When you see a great performance, what happens?
你会不会觉得就是说，哇，这个，我想大家心里会有就是，哇。
You are in awe.
我几个礼拜前，
couple of weeks ago,
带了我们一些弟兄姊妹们去看花灯啊。
Yeah, we went to see some light shows.
是那个中国大陆自贡市来的。
A display from mainland China.
在那个 Santa Clara 那个 Great America 的
Santa Clara
那个停车场啊
parking lot.
我觉得蛮高的。
It was pretty awesome.
我们的郭弟兄也很会照相。
And our brother Guo takes some pictures.
他很会照。
He's pretty good at taking pictures.
我觉得他的照相技术也是很高啊。
He has supreme photographical ability.
好像那个月亮像一个小蛋黄一样，好像被吃下去一样。
He makes the moon, the full moon, look like an egg yolk about to be swallowed up.
我就想跟大家讲。
So let me tell you.
你说牧师，你讲这干嘛？
Pastor, what are you talking about?
我要你仔细想一想。
So listen.
我们的神非常高超的一位。
Our God is supreme.
Very smart.
Very smart.
Very, 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 very 10 times smart.
非常聪明，十倍的聪明，就是奇妙的测试。Wonderful
counselor，就是你去看什么最好的，最好再加十亿倍的最好，那就是上帝。Whatever
you know is the best, 10 times of that is God and beyond.
1 billion times，1 billion times，就神非常高超的。Because
God is supreme.
非常高超的意思就是圣洁的一部分的意思。And
that means it's part of this holiness characteristic.
所以当这个以赛亚说这个婴儿的名字叫奇妙的测试。
So when prophet Isaiah say his name is wonderful counselor.
他的意思就是说他是一个智慧极高的一位神。
That he has supreme wisdom.
请问好不好啊？
Is that a great thing?
请问你聪明还是上帝聪明啊？
Are you smarter than God?
理论上是上帝比你聪明。
In theory, God is smarter than you.
但是在实际上你所活出来日子都是你比上帝聪明。
How you live it out could look like you're smarter than God.
你说牧师，你证明给我看。
Prove it to me, Pastor.
你反正对上帝没有信心，都是你认为你比上帝聪明能干。
When you are lacking faith, you are showing that.
你说我如果交给上帝，万一他失败了怎么办？
I'm saying if I give this to the Lord, what if he fail?
是不是啊？
Isn't that right?
如果他会失败，就表示他比你笨嘛。
If he failed, meaning he's dumber than you.
但是我们感谢主。
But we praise the Lord.
主耶稣来彰显神的一个特质，就是 wonderful counselor. 他是一个奇妙的。 极有智慧的极有大能的极有智慧的一个测试。
Jesus came as a wonderful counselor with supreme wisdom.
有一次，
one time,
犹太人要来抓主耶稣的毛病。
The Jewish want to get some kind of grip on Jesus.
所以他们就来问主耶稣说，请问主耶稣，我们知道你是很不错的一个人，你就先戴高帽子，然后就说，请问纳税给该杀给罗马皇帝可不可以啊？
They come and test Jesus, say, oh, we know you're a pretty good teacher, and is it okay to pay tax to Caesar?
请问主耶稣怎么回答？
And how did Jesus answer?
刚才举手的那些基督徒可以回答吧。 请问主耶稣怎么回答？
And how did Jesus answer?
主耶稣说，哎，对对对，你们应该纳税给该杀，好好纳税。 还是主耶稣说，哎，不用纳税。
Oh, no, you don't need to pay.
主耶稣怎么说？
What did Jesus say?
哎，总要有人帮助你们，你们的牧师是谁啊？他有没有跟你们查经啊？ George， 主耶稣说了什么？有谁知道的？ 哎，他还没有讲到之前，耶稣做事情他都有。
Jesus had a plan.
耶稣说怎么样？你们拿一个钱来，是吧？
Yeah, show me a coin.
看了 coin 上面谁的像？哎呦！
Oh, whose picture is it on there?
是该杀的像。
Caesar.
然后主耶稣怎么说？
So Jesus said.
你们回去好好读圣经啊，都不太确定啊，你们圣经版本都跟我不一样。主耶稣说怎么样？
Jesus said.
该杀的归该杀。
Whatever belongs to Caesar belongs to him.
上帝的归上帝。
Whatever belongs to Jesus, God belongs to God.
好高啊！
He's so supreme, awesome.
没有办法抓他小辫子。
Yeah, they couldn't catch any.
又有一次。
Another time, Jesus was at the temple spreading the good news.
对不起，不是传福音,
他在教天国的事情。 So they caught a woman in adultery.
他们就问耶稣说, 按照摩西的律法, 这个女人应该被打死, 请问你的意见是该打死还是不该打死?
And those Jewish people say, according to the law of Moses, we should stone this woman to death. What's your opinion, Jesus?
请问主耶稣怎么回答?
And what did Jesus say?
这次应该都知道, 我刚刚才讲过这个。 啊? 主耶稣有没有说, 哎, 该打,
Jesus,
我跟你们一起打。
Yeah, let's do it.
你们回答的不对。
You didn't do it right.
你仔细去看圣经, 主耶稣开始一句话都没有讲, 圣经上说,
At the beginning, Jesus
他一句话都没有, 在地上一直画字。
He just bend down and draw something on the ground.
你们知道主耶稣在画什么字吗?
You know what he was drawing?
我知道,
他在, I know what he was
drawing. 他在写中国字。
He was learning Chinese characters.
我就是要测验你到底有没有在睡觉还在听我讲道。
I'm just checking if you're not.
哎, 他讲错了, 主耶稣不是画中国字。 这样子表示你没在睡觉。圣经学者就在这时候喜欢讲他们的意见。Yeah,
so the Christian scholars, they like to put their own opinion on what Jesus was drawing on the ground.
他们说主耶稣在地上写当时所有人心中在想的罪都写下来。
That Jesus can read the heart of man, he was writing down all the sinful thoughts in people's hearts.
圣经上说主耶稣在地上写字。
The Bible said that the Jesus was drawing on the ground.
然后他就直起身来。
Then he stand up.
然后就看在场的每一个人。
And look at all the people.
他说你们当中谁没有罪就可以打，就可以丢第一块石头。
Of you do not have sin, pick up the first stone and give her a throw.
请问大家群众的反应怎么样?
And what was the response of the group?
啊? 啊? 他说, 圣经上说, 从老到少, 每一个人都离开了。
And the scripture said, from old to young, one by one, they all left the woman alone.
请问为什么老的先走?
And why is that?
你要翻译更仔细,
why do you think the old guys go leave the scene first?
请问为什么? 因为老的人, 老的人良心比较明显吗? 还是? 因为老人比较专业犯罪。
Because
因为很有经验。
The old people, professional sinners, they have a lot of experience.
对。 以前小的时候犯罪都被抓到，到老就抓不到， 因为很有经验。
So when they were small, they got caught, but the older they get, probably didn't get caught.
我们看到神很有智慧。
God is very wise.
他的思想不是你我那种， 我们只能到一个程度。
His thought is higher than our thoughts.
他第二个名字是讲到说他是全能的上帝。
His second name is Mighty God.
就是讲到神的大能。
That his might.
他非常 powerful, 他有能力, capable.
He is able.
我们 现在美国的经济需要 Almighty God 来帮忙。
Yeah, our American recession, we need the help from the Almighty God.
American's economy 需要上帝帮忙。 Amen. 因为我们人的方法有限, 但是他有,
because
他有别的方法。 第三个, 他的名字叫永在的父。
An everlasting father.
这是讲到神的爱跟神的怜悯。
It shows God's love and compassion.
弟兄们，我特别要讲这个。
Brother and sister, I need to focus here.
我们真的需要父亲的爱。
We need the fatherly love.
不是只有世上的父亲的爱。
Not just your earthly father.
我们需要真正父亲的爱。
We need the real father's love.
因为这世界上很多父亲他都还是在做小孩。
And many of the fathers today are still kids themselves.
因为他们在年轻时候也没有father。
Because when they were young, they weren't fathered by a father.
所有很多的思想家不一定是基督徒，他们都说美国是美国的社会是一个缺少父爱的社会。
The thinkers in America are feeling that the American society is a culture without fatherly love.
其实不止美国。
Not only America.
中国也一样。
China same.
全世界都一样。
The whole world the same.
因为父爱，你到圣经里去看，上帝的那个父亲的爱，不是像我们人间想的那么一点点。Because
fatherly love is grand, it's not just a little bit.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主耶稣来到这世界上。
When Jesus came to the earth.
道成肉身。
Became flesh.
他显明。 他是永在的父。
He revealed this character of everlasting Father.
是 everlasting.
It's everlasting.
有时候想到这也很害怕。
You may be startled by this.
如果我们跟我们的世界上的父亲的关系不好
，If you have a hard relationship with your earthly father,
说要是 everlasting,
man, if this is going to be everlasting,
那不是 everlasting torture 吗
？That's just everlasting torture.
感谢赞美主
，But praise the Lord.
我们主耶稣所表达的父跟我们世界上的父不是那么是高超太多。
The way Jesus revealed his fatherly love is so much more supreme than our earthly fathers.
是一个完全的爱。
It's a complete flawless love.
最后他的名字是和平的君。
And Prince of Peace is his name.
其实这个 peace 不是只有讲到和平而已。
It's not just like no conflict peace.
这是讲到平安。
But inner peace.
Actually, 他这个是 the King of Shalom.
It's a King of Shalom.
就是一个祝福的一个福气的王。
It's a King of Blessing.
我就想问大家一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
我现在下面人回答哈。
You can answer.
你在未来2012年，你最希望上帝给你的福气是什么？
What is the greatest blessing you like God to give you 2012?
这边的，请问。
This side.
Jonathan, 第一个笑的，你希望神给你什么福气？
What kind of blessing you want, Jonathan?
不敢相信，居然有人这样问这个问题。红包吗？
Red bag?
Christina, 你希望神给你什么福气？2012年，算到三，一、二。啊？哦、oh, private.你说什么 我听错你用中文回答你讲一个可以 public 的 blessing 有谁在希望未来这一年神大大赐钱财给你的举手
How many of you like financial blessing raise your hand
哇这个这是 public 哈感谢赞美主
Let's pray we praise the Lord
我就要跟你讲
I want to tell you.
我们的神
Our God.
他是一个赐福气的君王
He gives good things. He's a king that gives good things.
但是你要认知他的主权在你的生命里面
But you need to give him the throne of your life.
那个 Shalom 不是只有平安而已
Shalom is not just about peace.
它是代表所有的福气
But about all blessings.
有多少人希望明年身体健康的举手
How many of you want good health 2012?
She is very aggressive. That's all the blessing.
Yeah.
你今天来得很对
All the blessings of the Lord.
感谢赞美主
Praise God.
我的时间已经超过了。主耶稣道成肉身
God became flesh.
他显明神他自己
He showed himself.
他显明神的四方面
That.Four characters.
第一个是奇妙的测试
Wonderful counselor.
全能的上帝
Almighty God.
这个永在的父
Everlasting Father.
是所有福气的君王
Prince of Peace.
Give all
the blessings. The King give all the blessings.
如果你还不认识他
So if you don't know him yet.
你需要接纳他到你生命
You receive him into your heart.
圣诞节最大的礼物是耶稣神的儿子来到这世界
The greatest gift in Christmas is that Jesus came to the earth.
这个礼物已经给了2000多年了
This gift has been given for 2000 years.
很多人到现在还没有打开
And many people still did not open the gift.
我希望今天我讲这个信息
I hope this message
如果你还没有接纳这个礼物
If you have not yet received and opened
你要好好的思想
You need to contemplate
你需要尽快的接受
As soon as possible receive this gift
圣诞的真盼望
This true hope of Christmas
就是认识耶稣基督
Is to know Jesus
真正为他而活
And truly live for him
经由他
Through him
have
everlasting life
让这个生命去跟世界上人分享
and share this life with others
求神祝福他的话
may God bless his words
我们低头祷告
let's pray
主耶稣我们感谢你
Lord Jesus we thank you
因为你爱我们每一位
because you love us each one
求你继续对我们说话。
Please continue to speak to us.
无论我们是基督徒还不是。
Either we're Christians or seekers.
求你继续对我们说话。
That you continue to speak to our hearts.
让我们思想在这个圣诞节的繁忙的时刻里。
And during this busy Christmas season, we'll think about.
圣诞节对我有什么意义？
What Christmas really mean to me?
我跟耶稣有什么关系？
What is my relationship with Jesus?
他在我生命里面是什么地位？
What is his role in my life?
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Jesus, we thank you.
我们也祝福你。
We bless you too.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
在2000多年前，
2000 years ago,
你顺服圣父的旨意。
You obey the God's ordained plan.
你来到这世界。
That you came to earth.
你为我们死在十字架上。
Die on the cross for our sins.
你三天后复活。
On the third day you rise from the grave.
你复活四十天后回到天上。
And then after resurrection you went back to heaven.
你把大使命赐给我们。
You give us the great commission.
我们要继续去完成你所托付我们。
That we'll continue on to finish what you given to us.
我们感谢你，你还要再回来。
We thank that you will come back again.
我们充满了盼望。
We're full with hope.
感谢赞美主。
We thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主的名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我们聚会到此结束。
Our service conclude here.
午餐在隔壁已经预备好，大家一起来用。
And we have lunch available.
圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas.